confrontations now. Tonight we fight. We fight.
Welcome, friend.
Hey, I don't know if I'm being heard.
Yep, you're being heard. You're being heard live from New York. Just kidding.
Nice.
Not from New York. Alright.
Advancing.
Do you want me to do the, Do you want me to start the fun, the party?
I'm gonna start the, I basically exited the game while the servers were down.
Yeah. So I gotcha. So I guess what it tries to do, if we were to both click on this game at the same time, I think it would just, like, connect. Because it says it searches for the player first, and if it can't find them, I guess trying to do the same thing, then it sends you an invite.
Yeah, I remember last time, I guess you sent me an invite.
Yeah, I sent you an invite, and then you sent me an invite. I wonder, do you remember that, the franchise kind of got confused after that? Like, we couldn't advance the week unless I forced it after that? I wonder if that's why.
I don't know.
We have Scooter 10 all up in the chat. Scooter 10, what is good? I'll tell you what's good. You're about to see not one, but two blind people play Madden, as our next Cloud franchise game is a challenge between myself and Oryx 1. So, yeah, last time we battled, he utterly destroyed my brain hole, so hopefully that doesn't happen again.
Season game is selected.
We'll see, though. Will he break my winning streak?
Right now.
What's that?
So it's searching for you now, so
okay.
Hopefully,
let me click on it.
Entering, searching pop, searching for opponent. If opponent is not found, invite will be sent.
Yeah, it worked.
Team select screen, the Cleveland Browns, the home team.
Beautiful. Let's do it.
Ready.
All the football, none of the looking at the screen, says Joy. Alright, commence trash talk. I am going to win, or something. This time, it's different. Alright, here we go.
And coach, we come at you from the shores of Lake Erie. EA Sports has the coverage of the NFL from First Energy Stadium here in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, nice. Home team.
Seeing a few moments ago, here it is. It's unlike any other in sport. As both teams made their way out of the tunnel, these folks are fired up as their guys are ready to do battle between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cleveland Browns.
Here we go.
Fall is in the air. The NFL season is in full swing, and we're underway.
That's the sound your player made when
four.
He kicked the ball.
This will be taken short.
All right, fine. Fine then. Fine.
First carry for
God.
And he'll lose yards.
How do you do that?
It'll go as a loss of three right away, and it's second down. A three-yard loss to start the drive. They'll look to make that up, and then some on second and 13. Now this one complete on the slant route. The reception good for seven. It's third down. I think defensively you're okay with that. You're the first quarter. He's going to get some catches, but they rallied to him quickly.
And that's what you count on, and I like what you just said. First quarter, can you do it all game long? They catch it, you tackle them, they go down on the spot. Because when you're able to do
I guess that was incomplete.
Big chunks of
whatever.
After the catch, now you put the offense in a position where every series they have to work hard to pick up first
starting
down.
Just like the last game.
Stall them out when you do that.
He was only asked to punt once in the victory last week as he sends this one away. And Sanders now to return. It'll be a 10-yard return following a punt of 45. And the Eagles will have it taking over first and 10. Here we go. The Eagles in good position to start out as they come up first and 10. Wentz now on first down.
Oh, come on.
Take a shot right away. Now that'll be
yes. Yes.
Picked off by
go. Oh, well, I mean, he went. But yes.
He's going to pop it into the air, and then it's the tip drill. And good concentration by him to react to it and pull in the interception.
Woo. Good boy.
The Cleveland offense ready to go. And on the first drive, three and out. And I know that these are professional athletes, but I would imagine sometimes you get the nerves at the beginning of a game still, don't you?
Those don't ever go away. And typically, what I've heard from guys and what I remember from playing, if you don't have nerves at the start of a game, it's not going to be a great day for you. You're not really ready to play. So finding a way to harness those nerves and not let them affect you in a negative way, that's what all the guys are looking for.
One play has him up past the 40 already, and another first and 10. Now a first down throw complete downfield. And he is taken down deep in Philly.
Yes. Yes.
A big play that time for Cleveland. 51 yards. From the gun, Mayfield.
Oh!
And he throws one there, incomplete. He was looking to get it to Jarvis Landry that time. But it'll be second and goal. Nothing on first down, so the ball remains at the 8-yard line. Second and goal. And all.
Oh my God, no way! What the heck? you're right, Jordan. The triangles for hope helped. What kind of game is this, though? What the heck is happening?
Instead, they throw an interception, and they're going to come away empty.
They go back to the air here after the INT on the last drive. And they'll get 8 out of this before being stopped at the 28. Line of scrimmage, the 28 now as they come up on second and a couple. Now Wentz. Open man is Arcega Whiteside. And he takes this up to the 40-yard line before being corralled.
One thing I can say pretty safely. That route is not called if you don't have a guy who can throw the ball and put some mustard on it. Because if you're going to lollipop it in the middle of the field, bad things usually happen. It takes a strong-armed guy who can right foot in there, and they were able to successfully complete that one.
The tackle made by the linebacker, Joe Schobert.
Good job, Schobert.
On second and nine.
Yeah! Yes!
Now he's taken down.
Yeah! Take that, Carson. But you got Carson. Also, Myles Garrett. I mean, that's who Myles Garrett is, man.
Yeah.
To do after the sack. Wentz gonna throw. And he connects with Ertz. And they're gonna have another first down as he's gonna be tackled at the Browns 44-yard line.
So much for the sack.
After the pick on the last drive, 3 for 3 to start this drive. It's first and 10. Now a fake on the give here as they try to run pass option. And that play will go nowhere. Losing yardage back near midfield at the 49. So a loss of 5, and it'll be second down. On second and 15 now. Wentz. And that's complete to Jeffrey. And he'll go down here at the 35-yard line. They get 14 back, but it leads now to
third down.
Play number 7 coming on this drive. It's third and inches. Now a play fake. Wentz.
Dang it.
Caught by the tight end Ertz. And he gets this one inside the 15, just a yard or two shy of the 10. So much for the run on third and one. Instead, it's a big chunk in the pass game. First down. It's brought in by Jeffrey. And this play goes nowhere. Losing yardage back to the 15. Call it a full 3 yards in the wrong direction there. Brings up second down. We're scoreless after one.
Start
the second quarter, and it's the Eagles in possession as they've got it with a second and 13 forthcoming. Again, it's Wentz. And he'll hit. the stop will come inside the five at the four. It's a pickup of 12, and that'll set up a third down. Wentz to throw on third and one.
Dang it! I can't stop you.
Alshon Jeffrey, his fourth touchdown of the year, as his guys are first out of the scoreboard here this afternoon. Ryan Succupon for the point.
We got it. We got to come back. That's all we got to do. We got to come back. We got to pull ahead. I don't know how. Oh my God!
What? Throw for it. And this fake extra point.
Oh,
big time. Now
okay, that gives me a shot. Thank you.
What the hell is that suggested for?
That's what was suggested?
Yeah, I was wondering if you ever going to try to do this. In fact, I quit wondering. I didn't think it would ever happen. Taking a fake from the 15-yard line.
Did you just do an onside kick?
I didn't think anyone would ever call this.
Second quarter onside.
Yeah, you did.
Again.
Is that something that maybe they had dialed up before this game started?
It feels like it, doesn't it? That they thought they had the right situation, you know, and the right approach in going after it. Also may signal that they feel like they have the superior team, that they can try these sorts of things and it won't come back and hurt them later.
Yeah, that onside kick must have been suggested too, right?
I guess.
They go with Chubb on second down. And nowhere to run on the interior of that defensive line. He'll get back only to the line of scrimmage. And the line to gain here is the 37 on third down. Mayfield.
Oh!
He can't hang on to it. Nearly picked. He's known for his hands defensively. But instead it just brings up fourth down. Here's Britton Colquitt now. As he'll kick it away for the second time. His first punt, 48 yards. This one looks equally as good. And this is going to hit the goal line and continue on into the end zone for a touchback. The Eagles' offense set to begin their next drive. They've shown very little offensively to this point. Well, neither team has, really. They come up here now, first down. Although a jet sweep to start the drive. And he's brought down at the 24 after a gain of four.
I call that play a success. A nice inside run sets up a very manageable second down. A very
all I need is one
on that play.
Interception.
Second and six now from the 24. Here's Hines.
And that's one of the reasons you like to blitz even on run downs. It confuses the blocking assignments. It doesn't allow those offensive linemen to get up to the second level.
On play action, it's Wentz. And he finds his tight end, it's Ertz. And he'll be taken down, but not before they work it across midfield. Well, they were in search of a short gain on third down, and they wind up nabbing over 20 yards. On first and 10, here's Wentz. Jeffrey with a catch left side.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
20.
Oh.
And all the way down to the 7-yard line.
Wow. Hey, chat, I'm about to lose this. I just want you to know.
41 yards. Two big plays in succession. Not sure this D knows what hit him, but now they got to get ready. It's first and goal. And this is
oh, never mind.
Intercepted. Picked off by Adrian Phillips. So that changes things. No doubt. We thought we might be on the verge of our
score
of the game. But
it's all right now.
Interception.
The long return.
Yeah, then they had that long return. And now. It's the other side.
You're right, I don't know that, but he's good.
Suddenly
you're right, chat.
First and goal after the interception. A quick change in the situation here. A run for Nick Chubb, and he's able to get it down to the 2-yard line. A good run of 6 yards there. Gets him closer to the goal line with second down coming up. From the 2 now, second and goal. Mayfield now. To the end zone, but knocked away and incomplete. It was the veteran safety, Malcolm Jenkins, who got a hand in there to disrupt it. They've been denied touchdowns in the red zone twice already. Here comes third and goal. Now Mayfield.
Oh, my God.
A terrific job there to keep him out of the
unbelievable
end zone. And now it'll be fourth and goal.
One hallmark of good defenses is understanding the game, understanding positioning. and tackling immediately in the secondary after catches. I think we just saw that on display right there.
Got to him before he ever had a chance to think about turning it upfield. 2 minutes remaining in this first half of football.
I have points. I should have tried to punch it in.
Coming up at halftime, we'll join Jonathan Coachman and the gang in Orlando. Coach will have stats and scores from the early games going on here around the NFL. This is taken at the 3. And he'll bring it a few past the 20 to the 23-yard line.
But no, we won't have that time of
No, we won't, yeah. Set to begin their next we'll join Jonathan Coachman for literally nothing since it's an online game.
In this first half. It's got to affect him a little bit, right? He's got to be thinking about it.
He's got to be thinking about it, but most of the good ones, they find a way to put it aside. They're not happy about it by any stretch of the imagination. They find a way to put it aside and continue to play their game.
Can he put it aside? Let's find out. Now, meanwhile, a pass that should have been...
I almost had that. I almost had that. My controller was vibrating because my guy was trying to hold on to it.
Before he's brought down at the 39-yard line. An Eagle first down, Wentz to Ertz. So from the 39 now, they'll come up on a first and 10. To throw, it's Wentz. Yeah, quick throw here, that's complete. And he'll be taken down, but not before he works it past the 50. It's a gain of 13 and a first down for Philadelphia. Wentz now 13 of 16 throwing the football. It's first and 10. Looking left sideline, it's complete. And they'll wind up getting this one all the way down inside the 20. That's good for 28 yards. From the red zone now, Wentz. Oh, he got position on him and he pulls it in.
Oh, my God.
And stopped a few yards shy of the goal line at the 3. Add the gain here to the previous play, and it's better than 40 yards total.
So oh my God, I was saved by halftime. I was saved by halftime. Although I'm still kicking it to you, but still.
Coach.
No coach. Bye, coach.
So the Eagles with the lead, and they're going to get this football first as the third quarter gets underway. Let's field it at the 2. And a nice return sets him up pretty good here at the 30-yard line. The Eagles offense set to begin their next drive. They have the lead now. They'll be looking for some separation here as we begin the third quarter.
I like the way you term that because now I think they go a little bit deeper into their playbook. They like what they did in the first half. That worked okay. But in order to get the separation that you just talked about, change things up a little bit. Change your tendencies. Try and hit them a little bit more with some things they didn't see in the first half.
Let's see if they do just that. And he'll be upended at the 33 following a gain of 3. And guess what? It brings up third down. Now Wentz on third down. Got his man. It's Arcega Whiteside.
Gotta love the catch. I think you gotta love the gloves as well.
Yeah, these one-handed catches. God. That was great.
I cannot stop this.
They're becoming a little more.
I cannot stop it.
Yeah, they really are. And I know that it sounds like we're taking credit away from the guys, and we don't mean that at all. They really work hard on this one-handed catch thing. But I think the gloves have to be helping in a big way.
And it's an Eagles first down on a gain of 11. Now a fake on the give here as they try to run pass option. Nowhere to go here. He lost the football. And
dang it.
For him, he's able to get it back.
They were fighting for that, though.
Loss on the play.
Yeah.
You could actually hear that.
Maybe an opportunity miss there.
No doubt about it. When that ball's out, all you're thinking about as a defender is, this is our chance to make a huge play. Instead, he's able to recover his own fumble. And big sigh of relief.
Yeah, usually those wide receiver fumbles, there's open space around for the defense, but not there. He hops right back on it. From the gun on third down, Wentz. catch is made by Arcega Whiteside. And down inside the 15, I can't. And they're going to have another first down.
Can't stop it.
At the Browns 12-yard line.
It's too strong. I don't know how he does these things.
And he's 4 for 4 now, throwing the ball to start the drive. And he's got it. And he'll be brought down here at the 3-yard line. That was the 8th play of the drive, so a somewhat fitting pickup of 8 yards. Facing a 2nd and 2 after that last catch, good for 8 yards. To throw is Wentz.
Yep, there it is. I don't know what to do. Man.
His 2nd touchdown on the season. And the Eagles able to push further out in front. Ryan Succop on for the point after. Flip it to the kicker. He looks like he's going to throw it. Fighting through pressure. And this fake extra point attempt failed big time. Not
what
only
is
did
the...
they not get it, they went
I don't know.
Backwards.
Okay, they went for the fake off of the
I don't know.
Point attempt. It's a long way to go, and they didn't get there. Didn't get it completed successfully. Did someone dare them to do that? Did someone double
no, yeah, the game
dare?
Did.
I was going to ask you, maybe they saw something on film. But do you see something on film? To try something from the 15 on a PAT? I don't know.
The only thing they needed to see on film there was a snap, a hold, and someone kicking the
ball. Oh, man.
A first down throw for Mayfield. Got an open man. That's David Njoku, the tight end. A gain of 6 there on first. 6 yards was the pickup on the last completion, so here's 2nd and 4. Here's Mayfield. He's got Njoku, his big tight end. And he's going to get it down to the 33-yard line here. That one, a first down pickup of 8. So they'll come up 1st and 10 now from the 33. Throwing on 1st down, but this one winds up to be incomplete.
And that's one he's got to be happy to have back. There wasn't a hole open in the zone.
You'd have to think on early downs like that first down there, you need to be a little bit more careful.
Yeah, fortunately for him, got a couple more downs to play with.
Yes! Beautiful. OBJ.
2nd touchdown on the season as they have now chopped this lead down to 3. And he's a little bit on the shorter side as a receiver. Maybe sometimes for the defense, tough to find the little guys, right?
Yeah, sometimes they get lost in the traffic. But usually what it means is that rather than just winning with height or even speed, they use their quickness to find a way to get open.
Well, tall, short, wide, skinny, whatever. There it results in a touchdown. Extra point by Badgley, up and good. And the lead is down to 2. Following the touchdown, Badgley out there to kick it away. This one taken from the 7.
Ooh.
Sounded
like it hurt.
Call it the 24-yard line.
Well, your lead is 2 points, so I technically have a shot.
The Eagles' offense set to begin their next drive.
Problem is, I can't stop your offense.
You're getting late into the 3rd quarter, and the passing game for them, it's been terrific. We've seen that, but the rushing game, almost non-existent.
And with the lead...
But I guess it has to be said that no matter how this turns out, it's going better than
the
last game did.
To come back to life.
Yeah.
They need to get sparked that way, take some time off the clock, and keep the ball away from their opponents.
On 1st down, it's Hines. And he was able to shed the tackle, but the reserves come in for the stop. Call it a gain of 4 on 1st, and that'll make it 2nd down. They run again with Hines. And now they're going to get him down right at the line of scrimmage. Tackle made there by Miles Garrett.
Good job, Miles.
This will probably be the last play of the quarter. Working from the gun, Wentz. And Jeffrey's got it. And he'll go down, and that will do it for the 3rd quarter of action. And we're back now here in Cleveland. It's been a good one so far. Just a 2-point game here as we get set for quarter number 4. Wentz now on 1st down. Open man is Arcega Whiteside. second and five after the 5-yard completion on first down. Wentz gonna throw.
Yes.
And down he goes. They sack him back right around the 41-yard line. Sheldon Richardson able to record his 5th sack of the season. Shotgun now for Wentz. He wants it all for the end zone.
No, not today.
He had a great shot of picking that off in the end zone. It brings up 4th down.
Oh my God, they're going for it.
Try to hold this lead.
Oh my God, they're going for it
here on 4th down. Wentz to throw for it on 4th.
Yes! 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 I have a chance! I have a chance!
Miles Garrett, and this
Miles Garrett, bro!
Stands tall. Boy, you talk about not playing it safe. Why were they going for it there, Charles?
It's got to be a full evaluation of their team. Do they trust their defense in this situation? Maybe they think they've given all they can in this game, but they don't have anything left. Do they not trust that the other team's quarterback is just so hot that no matter where they get the ball, they go downfield? Remember when Bill Belichick went for it in that game, right, against Indianapolis on the road, and everybody said, why'd you go for it there? I think he just thought to himself, on the other side, if they hit the ball, they're going downfield anyway. He was trying to end the game right there with his own offense.
To throw, Mayfield. It's caught by OBJ. And this will go as a gain of 7 as he gets it to the 30-yard line. Able to get 7 on that first down pass play. 2nd and 3. Throwing, Mayfield. Johnson's got it complete.
And we see another pitch and catch there to the running back. This position just continues to evolve. They've become just as critical to the passing attack as a lot of receivers, tight ends, because their ability to make people miss in the open field can really generate big plays for an offense.
And this will be caught inside the 10. What a grab! The Browns passing game finding its stride to get another first down. And the question now, how do they want to work the clock here on first and goal? A field goal would give them the late lead. Mayfield looks to throw. And this is touchdown by Landry. His first touchdown on the year. And the Browns have taken the lead.
Okay, Troy.
Here's Badgley now to try to add the PAT. And the lead is up to 5. Following the touchdown, Badgley out there to kick it away.
Now I gotta hold on to it, which is gonna be really hard.
This will be taken in at the 1.
Oh my God, stop!
And a pretty slick return there as he's up just shy of the 45-yard line.
Oh, no. That's not good.
You're just looking for something to get you right back into the game, and that's the spark that they were looking for. They got it with that big return.
Throwing on first is Wentz.
Oh, that's good. Miles Garrett again, dude. Seriously.
8 sacks for him on the season.
The amount of sacks that they've absorbed in this game is absolutely extraordinary. Let's just face it. This offensive line, flat out, cannot handle this pass rush. It's been demonstrated time and time again.
Now this throw caught left side. And he's going to get this down to the 35.
God, oh my God.
That one covers 24 yards. It's a first down. Ball up to the 35 now as they come up on first and 10. Now Wentz. Throw out right, hauled in by Arcega Whiteside. And he's brought down, but not before he reaches the 8-yard line. A very solid gain of 27. Two big plays in succession. Not sure this D knows what hit him, but now they got to get ready. It's first and goal. Now Wentz. This is taken in by Jeffrey. He's got
dang it.
Touchdown Eagles.
Diggity dang it.
Three touchdown passes now for Carson.
I just hope that the
damn
game will let me actually sink an extra point this time.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
I know we often laugh, and sometimes we even exalt the guys who are great trash talkers and give us some really funny lines. But the bottom line is absolute production on the field. His second touchdown of the game, and they lead.
And now they'll be looking to their defense to preserve that lead.
Here we go again.
They can lead it by three.
Oh, boy.
They'll try and run it here.
Here, take
that.
You want to make it a field goal difference if at all possible. They didn't get it. Now they've got to play some defense down the stretch.
Yeah, not much margin for error now for your D. They just have to get it into range. Now it's Ryan Succop on after the touchdown to kick it away. This will be taken very short. Be set up pretty nicely here as they have it up to the 35-yard
line. Not bad.
The Browns drive about to get started. And that last drive, a long drive, but not just that. They had a great air attack going. Do they stick with it?
Thanks so much for taking the screen, folks. And much for joining us.
Because
the secondary, they really look close.
And that was amazing because that drive went and went. No adjustments and no big plays by the defense to knock the ball away.
Now a throw here going to be taken in by the tight end, Njoku. And past the 35, he'll be dropped a yard or two shy of the 30. A good pick up there for the Browns, 15 yards. Now the Browns will use the first of their three timeouts. As he'll get a chance to talk it over after picking up the first
down.
This is
an excellent game.
Back-to-back good plays have him on the move on first down. He'll look to throw. And that's going to be incomplete. Too tough to hold on to that one. It's second down. Here's second and 10 now from about the 32. Johnson on the counter. He's got a first down and much more inside.
Yes! Yes! Duke Johnson! Duke Johnson!
Duke Johnson! His third touchdown now on the year. And the Browns have retaken the lead.
Duke freaking Johnson, bruh.
All right, now a big two-point conversion attempt still to come. Here's Chubb to try to run it in. And this one will wind up with him losing yardage back to the four-yard line. Following the touchdown, Badgley out there.
What a game this is.
I know, it's back and forth.
Use the Strohawks, use the chokehold. Use the chokehold.
And the decision to come out is going to cost him five as he's taken down right at the 20. The Eagles offense set to begin their next drive. Back to throw. Caught by the tight end Ertz. And he's going to get seven out of this before being taken down at the 27. 7 yards, the pickup on the pitch and catch. Operating from the 27 now. Here's second and three. They'll look to throw. That's complete to Hines out of the backfield. And able to break one tackle, but then quickly brought down.
Sometimes it's hard to figure, but you can live with incompletions in this situation. You can't live with these short gains that take time off the clock.
You know who loves it? This defense.
No.
And he connects with Ertz. And they work this well upfield across the 45. Eighth catch for him now. He's been a big factor. And it's a first down. He's back to throw. Going to throw right side here. Complete. Yeah, he'll be out just a yard or two shy of the 30. 20
oh
yards
my God.
On those plays back to back there. They are moving now. It's another first down. Wentz going to lead his guys up first and 10. And he's 4 for 4 now, throwing the ball to start the drive. It's brought in by Jeffrey. That throw good for 4. It's second down.
Wait, it's over?
Yeah.
What the heck? Where was the 2-minute warning?
I don't know.
Oh my god, I won. I won by 5? I think 5, yeah. Oh my god, what a game that was, dude. Holy crap. That would have been, if you had come back and gotten that touchdown, I still would have said that. That was a game, dude.
Yeah, oh, no. Was,
holy cow.
I'm, these online games are always, you know, that's why I kind of wish that,
Meanwhile, for Philadelphia,
you know, we were all in the same division, so we could, all three of us could play.
I know. Next week at home, I actually wish we had more people. Oh, you're going against Philadelphia next week, it sounds like. The commentary literally just said Philadelphia was going against Philadelphia. I'm not kidding, that's what it said. then I realized after I heard that, I was like, wait a minute, he is Phil. What?
Oh, yeah, it'd be interesting if they had a freaking mirror match.
I swear it just said you're going against Philadelphia. And I'm like, wait, he is Philadelphia. What the heck is happening? Oh my god. That was a game, bro. Scooter 10, thank you for the GGs, my friend. All the GGs from Scooter 10 in chat. That's awesome. Freaking awesome.
I lost my the XP goal because of Miles Garrett sacks.
I'm sorry, but Miles Garrett, bro.
It's funny because like the message before the game like told me that I should watch out for Miles Garrett, which is funny.
Yeah, I mean you should have watched out for Miles Garrett. Seriously, this is what Miles Garrett does in real life. Like I've watched Browns games now. I know, like this is real. That's what Miles Garrett does.
New message, important when is selected. But I actually got, I'm one of, you know, right before this game, I got, I think one of the, new scenario messages about a frustrated receiver.
Oh, yeah? No, I could swear I've seen that before, but, alright.
Oh, okay.
So that was an important win, apparently. I agree. I can't help but agree to that. An important win.
So now I guess we can advance the week, right? Week 5.
Can we?
New message, breakout play, new box score.
I don't think we can because Sterlock has to play week 4 now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sterlock's got a week 4 game.
New box, new message, breakout player is selected. New message, frustrated receiver is selected.
I really wish a lot of the Xbox people would come over here so that we can have more members.
I know.
There's 11 people in the Xbox.
I know. I would love to have more people. I would love it. Anyone want to join our Madden franchise? Chat? Want to join chat? Everyone in chat all at once?
Franchise hub screen things to do.
Nope.
All right. Fine. Joy says no because she doesn't have PS4. Of course she says no. You Joy, you silly Joy, you.
Oh, I recorded that game. That's going on my YouTube later.
Oh, totally, dude. That was a freaking game. Dude, I really did think that you had me for the longest time during that game. I really did. Like, right before that interception, when...
I think it was only luck that you ended up winning. You got that interception the last...
I know. I agree with you. I'm not even contesting that. It was... Because if you had pulled ahead by